Listen to these apprentices talk about their day at work. Picture 1.
Hey, I'm Vicky, and it's very early, only 6:30 a.m. I have to get up every day at 4:45 a.m. to be in the company on time. I don't live close, so I have to take the bus to the train station and then ride 5 stops by train. After a short walk, I have to clock in at the time clock and change into my working clothes and safety shoes, so I'm in the workshop at 6:30 a.m. Every day at 6:45 a.m., the foreman tells all trainees their tasks for the day and we start working. For 1.5 weeks now, I've been finishing work pieces by smoothing and shaping using all kinds of files, like round files, half-round files, and a flat file. It's really boring. Our foreman explained to us that this is necessary work to learn how to handle the tools and materials. At midday, we have a 30-minute lunch break, and at 2:30 p.m., we start cleaning the shop floor. At 3 p.m., we can finally go home. I hope next week I'll get some tasks other than filing.
Picture 2.
Hi, my name is Robbie. I work in a big international company as a trainee cutting machine operator. My working day starts at 7:30 a.m. I'm so fascinated by these big machines we have. I've already finished 3 different work pieces by hand. We have our own trainee supervisor who is quite satisfied with my work. After studying quite a lot of theory, I was allowed to work with a big column drill. I drilled the holes into hinges. I had to work very accurately, and it took me all afternoon from 1 to 3:30 p.m. I damaged 2 parts, unfortunately, but all the rest I did perfectly. I then watched an older apprentice producing sheet steel profiles with a metal shearing machine until the end of my working day at 4:30 p.m. Next week, I'll be allowed to support him. I'm dying to operate this impressive machine myself.
Picture 3. I'm Simon, and I'm standing in the storage area again. Every day I have to do this from 6:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. I can't stand it anymore. I've spoken to my boss and asked him to let me go with my colleagues to the construction site, but he always has some work for me in the company. I have to pick the things they need for the projects from storage, help them load the truck by 7 a.m., and then clean the workshop floor for an hour. I also prepare the materials. The things that can be done here, like cutting sheet metal into the right sizes, etc. When the others come back, I help them unload and store the unused materials. I just grit my teeth and smile. What else am I supposed to do? I want to go outside with the others. Enough! I don't understand my boss. Another apprentice has already been allowed to go to the customers, but my boss has banned him from speaking to them. Oh, bother! Look what's happened now. A box of screws has just fallen down. There are screws all over the floor as well as under the shelves. At the next stock-taking, I'll have to explain why there are screws missing if I don't find them all. I knew this day wouldn't turn out well. Picture 4.
My name's Mark. Right now, I'm surfing on the internet in the office. What am I doing here, and why have I not been working on the shop floor all morning? Good question. Right now, I'm searching for information about the properties of metals. Ah, what the heck. It could be worse. At least I have some time to sit and relax, and when nobody is close, I can check my Facebook account. I work in a small company with 14 employees, and the boss is my neighbor. He's known me since I was a small child. So, when I was looking for a job, he offered me this apprenticeship. The company is only 10 minutes walking distance from my home. I really like my colleagues. They're all very helpful and friendly and try to teach me a lot. So far, I've only been able to do easy work by hand or by using some manual power tools. I often have to ask my colleagues for help when I'm not sure, for example, which tool to use for which job. Our company works a lot with steel. I didn't know that so many different kinds existed. High or low carbon steel, spring steel, tool steel, or tungsten steel, to name just a few, as well as all the things you can produce with steel. However, sometimes they just don't have any work for me. Then I surf on the internet. The more I learn, the more I'll be able to do.